It's the Personal Edge Fitness Show, a guide to improved health and fitness. You deserve a successful lifestyle, and Garrett Williamson will show you how, dispelling the myths of fitness, nutrition, and health, because you deserve to live well. Now, the guide for your journey, your host, Garrett Williamson.
Well, good day, everybody. I'm glad to have you joining me. I've got a different situation here. Of course, I think everybody has a different situation right now going on in their world. I appreciate you tuning in. This is the Personal Edge Fitness Show, and I'm coming to you not from the studio, like everybody else. We're doing things remotely, and I'm actually coming to you from 513 West I-65 Service Road in Mobile, which happens to be our flagship location. So if you hear, we've actually been conducting online training from this location, of course, social distancing and what have you. So I'm actually sitting in my office. You may hear a little echoes in the background. We have some of our trainers that are still training clients at the moment, including one particular Josh, who many of you, the fans of the show, know of Josh. Josh, we typically do this via several different devices and several different softwares and what have you, Zoom and FaceTime and MindBody and what have you, and all of our trainers have iPads and phones, and it's been going fantastic. This is something we've actually been doing for a few years now, is training clients online. The only thing that's unique about this particular situation is I'm looking off the balcony of my office and watching Josh. Josh has an incredible booming voice. When he actually went over to take over to open up the Eastern Shore location from our Eastern Shore manager, a lot of clients here talk about how quiet it got because Josh has a very welcoming and just a booming voice when he's in the facility. We've basically come to the conclusion that Josh doesn't use Bluetooth headphones. He has an iPad in front of him. He's working. I'm looking at him working with a client right now. The guy's at his house. I think Josh actually yells all the way to the house itself, and that's how his clients are hearing him. So you may hear him in the background, but either way, I'm glad you're joining us with the show, and I'm glad we're able to do this the way we are today. And we're going to continue talking about the obvious elephant in the room. I hope everybody's staying safe. I'm wishing everybody well during this time, especially the challenge that this country's facing. But like I said, the first show when the outbreak occurred, this is an extremely resilient country. Excuse me, and we're going to get through this. I know we are. I'm quite certain about that. And so I wish all of us well, and I think we'll come out of this bigger, better, stronger, faster, as always. So. The topic at hand, besides the obvious elephant in the room of COVID-19, is I've realized that that's going to be something that's going to change all of it. It's already changed all of our lives. It's going to be something that's going to change a lot of businesses, and it will probably change many of us, our daily lives, our lifestyles completely, in one way or the other. It will be some sort of a lifestyle change, and the lingering effects of this challenge. I'm sure that nobody can guess all of them. We can think about what some of them will be, but not guess all of them. But I know of one in particular, and that's what we're going to work on today. And we've termed it here at Personal Edge, and that's the COVID-19. Now, we've been calling it the COVID-19, but here's what I'm talking about. Right now, you've got an entire world. You definitely have an entire nation. I know you've got a state and a city where everybody's, at home, isolated. Sometimes we like that when we're not forced to do it. But now that we're forced to do it, hey, there's a lot of idle time. There's a lot of just boredom going on. And I know that is causing something. It's something we see a lot in our Catalyst program. It's something we see a lot in my business. And that is, that boredom, that idle time, typically we overeat during that time. And this is what I'm talking about we will be dealing with once we open, but we're dealing with it right now with our online training. But we will definitely be dealing with it once the doors open again and people are actually coming in our facilities. And that is, we'll be dealing with what I call the COVID-19. You thought the freshman 15 was bad? I'm thinking the COVID-19 is going to be as bad, if not worse. So how do we combat that? I mean, obviously it's something we're going to attack when people are able to come back in the facilities. We're something we're attacking with the training sessions online. But what can you do right now? And more importantly, why does this happen? I mean, why does idle time make us want to overeat? It's something I deal with quite often. In fact, I've got a former client who's not living here anymore, but I remember he was talking about getting involved in our Catalyst program, and I'll never forget something he told me years ago. This has been a few years ago now, but he told me, he said, "I'd love to do something about it, but I just love to eat." Well, I understand that. We enjoy eating. You've heard me on the show, Lynn Barnes, our resident dietitian, talk about her mother having a book called The Joy of Cooking and the fact that we really needed to get back there and quit fearing food. You've heard me talk about that on several occasions, about the danger of the good food, bad food. But he told me about, you know, when he would sit at home. And whenever he's sitting at home, he would just constantly eat. And this is called boredom eating. And this is a term that we have just accepted. It's just something that happens and nothing new about it and what have you. Well, there's a reason. There's a psychological reason why we do that. And we're gonna deal with that. We're gonna deal with that tonight. We're gonna talk a little bit about that and talk about things that we can do to avoid that and get to the real crux of the problem of weight gain, you know, the thing that the main reason that 75% of our clientele come to see us, of course, is dealing with gaining weight. So, and boredom is a major cause of that. And so, obviously, we're going to have a rash of that. We're hearing about it already, people talking about it. So the boredom eating. Well, as I've said before, and I've talked about in this program several times, there's a reason why we overeat. There's a reason why we're attracted to certain foods, and the idea that, oh, it just tastes good is not, it doesn't carry water whatsoever. I mean, you think about it, things that we don't overeat taste good. You know, I don't think we've had a whole lot of children that we can't quite keep out of the spinach jar in between meals. I don't think that's a problem. And if you don't think spinach tastes good, you might think broccoli tastes good. You may think fruit tastes good. You know, we have things like that that we like, but we don't typically overeat. Though there are foods that we eat, we've termed them the bad foods, that we typically do overeat, and those are the ones that have what I call addictive properties to them, and that is exactly why we overeat them. And there's a psychological reason why we do those things. Boredom eating is a fertile ground for this type of behavior and the psychological challenges that we have in overeating. And the reason for this is that when we're bored and we have idle time, there's a lack of stimulation. I mean, that's what boredom is. You know, the I looked it up a minute ago. If you're a fan of the show, you know that I like to start out with definitions, and the actual definition of boredom is the state of being weary and restless through, this is the key, through lack of interest. Well, lack of interest, another way of saying that is lack of stimulation. If you're at work, though you may be somewhat bored at work, you'd rather you don't, you've got stimulation. You've got activities going on around. You've got things going on at the water cooler. You've got people that you're talking to, the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 12th person you've told that day that you're bored while you're at work. Well, that's still stimulation. And the situation we have here, we have a reduced amount of stimulation. Not only that, but we're carrying quite a bit of the other things going on in this situation that cause us to overeat, besides just the just the boredom. We're going to get into that tonight, talk a little more about that. And I've got, as always, I've got some answers for you. What you can do now and what you can do once the doors open again. You listen to the Personal Edge Fitness Show. Stay tuned, and I'll talk to you in a minute.
Welcome back to the Personal Edge Fitness Show, helping you on the road to a healthy lifestyle. Here now, Garrett Williamson.
All right. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about, of course, COVID-19, but we're talking about boredom and why we eat when we have that idle time, or actually what we're trying to do to avoid what I call the COVID-19. During this time, nobody wants to pack on the COVID-19, and we're hearing of stories of people having this challenge. And so tonight we're talking about ways of combating that, and actually why we have those times of idle overeating, and what that's actually going on. In the first segment, I talked about the boredom. You know, the reason that we've always had that phrase of I'm bored, therefore I eat because I'm bored. I eat because I'm idle hands. I'm lack of stimulation. We want to feel better. I mean, when we're bored, we want to feel better. We have a lack of social interaction, missing friends, coworkers. That's what's going on right now. You know, I saw a great sign the other day. I thought it was fantastic. sign of the times, definitely. It said one of these signs that you can put together the letters and create the message. It said, "I have finished Netflix." I wouldn't doubt it. I would not doubt it whatsoever. And after a while of doing that and the video games and watching kids or what have you, you tend to get bored. And we want, in those situations of not only lacking stimulation, we have an added problem going on right now. The uncertainty is causing overwhelming stress. I mean, you can have stress because you're at home with your kids. You can have stress because there's challenges with your job right now, as all the businesses are facing challenges. You can also have stress due to fear. And we've talked several times about stress on the show and what stress is. It's an actual thing. It's not just a thought process or something that we throw out for no reason. We actually have reactions in our body that happen because of stress. That's when we have the releasing of the different chemicals in our brain and make us everything from basically the fight or flight response. We end up losing peripheral vision. We end up having all these kinds of, I don't want to get too deep into talking about stress. We've talked about that several times. But so you know what I'm speaking about. I mean, you feel bad. And so what do we want to do? Well, we want to feel better. And how do we do that? Well, we go for our drug of choice, which is our favorite foods. Now, these foods are, I'm going to use the term palatable, highly palatable foods. Because if you're a fan of the show, you know there's no such thing as bad food. There's chemicals and what have you that we're addicted to, but you know, food didn't hurt anybody, food didn't rob anybody, food didn't make your kid have a bad grade on his report card. There's nothing wrong with food. There's no such thing as bad food, but there are things that we seek out in different foods, and they're different chemicals, and the chemicals are either alcohol or sugar, salt, caffeine. And if you go on to, you can go on to things that aren't food, nicotine, drugs, what have you. It's all the same thing. And when we're bored, lacking that social interaction, and dealing with distress, possibly fear, we're gonna go for that food. Why? Why do we do that? Why don't we get up and go for a run? Why don't we you know, do something? Read a book. Why are we not satisfied that way? Well, the stimulation that we're looking for, it's the same stimulation we look for when we are checking Facebook to see how many people liked our picture or liked our comment. That's the social media brings the same chemical out in our brain that different foods do, and it's called dopamine. There's a part of our brain. It's called the VTA, and that actually controls the release of dopamine. Dopamine's a chemical. It's a precursor of epinephrine. It's a compound. It's present in the body. It's actually a neurotransmitter, and the neurotransmitter basically telling your body, hey, that feels great. That's fantastic. It's the point in the brain and what's released when we feel reward. And this is why when you do a post on a social media of some sort and you come back and you found out that 220 people liked it, well, you know, you may have a tendency to go check it more often. Hey, maybe 230 people like it, whatever. Every time you have one of those little stimulus there, you have a release of dopamine. And dopamine's the chemical that we feel when there's a reward. It makes us feel good. It's the same thing that's released if we were to do some drugs, you know, cocaine, what have you, alcohol. These things make us feel that way. Caffeine. And so when we're bored and we're looking to stimulus, we're looking to feel better. So we're going to go to something that makes us feel better. It's the same thing I've talked about in the stress reaction. When I've talked about stress before and talked about the stress reaction, whenever you're stressed, a lot of people will stress eat, quote unquote. I've talked about this before in my own challenges that I've had in my life, which is caffeine. And hello, I'm Garrett. I'm a caffeineaholic. And whenever I have a stressful time in work or home or whatever, the first thing I want to run for is to run for a cup of coffee or grab a latte or something like that. Why? I'm looking for that caffeine. I'm looking for that feel good. I'm looking for that dopamine release. So now what we're faced with is several weeks of being closed in with this challenge. And it's easy enough to say, hey, we just don't do that. That sounds good. It sounds great. We've been trying it for a good 70, 80 years. Didn't seem to be working. But we can keep trying that if we want to. In fact, I've got an even easier answer as far as the overweight's concerned. I can solve it for you in just a couple of seconds. You ready? I mean, this is the answer that everybody is looking for. this is the magic quick statement, the challenge that every trainer has when they run into somebody. Oh, you're a trainer? Oh, fantastic. Can you tell me real quick how to lose weight? And I'm going to give you 3 seconds to solve my lifelong problem. Well, here's your 3-second answer. Don't eat as much as you exercise. There you go. Solved that, didn't I? I think that's it for tonight. I'm probably going to close down the show. I mean, I've solved all the problems everybody has right there. Well, that's about as, and it's true. It's 100% true. Works every time. But understanding why we overeat is very important. And it's the same thing as saying, okay, I'm just not going to let stress bother me, or when I'm bored, I'm just not going to eat. I'm not going to do these things. Well, your body's still going to want that dopamine release. That VTA part of your brain wants to be satisfied. So how do we combat that? Well, we look for stimulus, obviously. And tell you a little bit about how that VTA works. This is also why people are visually stimulated. And a lot of times that we talk about this in our Catalyst program about saboteurs in our program. A saboteur that it's just like it sounds. You have people that will, you know, tease you with food and what have you if you're trying to control your weight or control your dietary impulses. But you also have things that, like people that leave food around. Don't mean to, no big deal. They just happen to have something that's addictive that you see and that you want to eat. Well, that's because your VTA, part of your brain, has created a memory. It's created a memory of that dopamine release and how wonderful it felt. And so when it got that dopamine release, you ate some cake or sugar or had some coffee, something with caffeine and alcohol, any of these substances, salt even, your body goes, wow, what were the circumstances going on when that happened? Well, you know, when right before that happened, well, we saw this big yellow M in the sky. Okay, I'm going to bank that. We had this certain smell of a French fry. We had this certain situation. We were at the movies. Whatever. It's going to make a memory of all that and that VTA. That's how powerful it is. It's going to take every sense sound, smells, taste, feel. And it's going to bank all of that information so that next time you experience those things, you're automatically going to think, oh man, I want something to eat. This is what makes us want to eat when we're full. This is why we have these tendencies. These are the things that are going on when you're bored, when you're lacking stimulation, when you're stressed. So simply saying, well, just stop that. Well, nice try. You don't have the switch to the VTA. But you do have ways of controlling it. And I guess the biggest reason why I'm bringing all this up tonight is, of course, I know that all of us are facing that, and it's a challenge that we're facing. But it's also a fantastic lesson. It's a fantastic lesson in why we overeat. One of the biggest things I deal with, and you've heard me talk about it a lot on the show, and it's because it's you know, obesity is the number one killer in the world. And if somebody tells you it's something else, they're lying to you. Garrett Williamson of Personalized Fitness said that. It's the number one killer because the number one killer, the top three killers are basically caused, the number one cause of what are known as the quote-unquote top three killers, the number one cause of it happens to be obesity. And so this is why I'm dealing with this, why I'm talking about this. It's not the bad food. We've hated food for 70 years. Doesn't seem to be working. We've got entire grocery store chains that are dedicated to quote-unquote the good foods. That's not the answer. The answer is far deeper than that. The answer is in our mind. The answer is in the challenges that we face. And I don't do a good impression, so I'm not even going to try to. But when Dr. Phil said, I can't believe I'm quoting Dr. Phil, but he was right. When he said, it's not what you're eating, it's what's eating you. That is the reason why everybody that overeats, period. End of story. Got a way to fix it. Stay tuned, I want to tell you about it.
Welcome back to the Personal Edge Fitness Show, helping you on the road to a healthy lifestyle. Here now, Garrett Williamson.
All right. Talking about the challenges of avoiding the COVID-19, packing on that COVID-19. And I talked to you about boredom. I talked about the stress, the challenges that we face as far as idle hands and what have you, and we got into that part of the brain, the VTA, that releases dopamine. And when we're bored and we're stressed, we're looking for stimulus, we're looking to feel better. And this is the main reason why, probably the biggest reason why we overeat. And I'm probably going to say it 10 more times, and just in this show alone. But there's no such thing as bad food. That's not the problem. Blaming the food doesn't seem to be helping. What we're actually trying to do is we're trying to satisfy cravings. Why are we having those cravings? We're having the cravings because of the way we feel. Cravings are in the brain. They're not in the body. They're not in the stomach. So, and you've heard me talk about this before, but I always like to throw this out there. This is something we deal with in our Catalyst program very early on. We identify the difference between a craving and a hunger, and I'm going to tell you right now how to do it. It's very, very simple. And it works 100% of the time unless you decide to lie to yourself, which I'm sure you're not interested in doing. Pick a vegetable. A green vegetable. Let's stay away from carrots. They have high sugar content there. Nothing wrong with them. No such thing as bad food. But pick a green vegetable, something that you like. And I'm sure there's something out there that you like. Now let's do it without the hollandaise sauce on it. Let's do it without it soaked in a bunch of butter and what have you. Pretty much a green vegetable in its rawest form. Now when one that you like a lot. Now when I said that, you conjured up an image in your mind of a green vegetable. Most likely, you conjured up like the perfect serving of what you like. Mine happens to be broccoli. I have a particular restaurant that serves it in this little salted, I forgot what it's called, little saucer of some sort. There's a name for it. I don't know what it is. It's pepper type seasoning, no salt. It's just fantastic. They bake it. It's great. It's fantastic. It's my favorite. All right. The reason I say get that image in your brain, and next time you go to eat anything, in fact, the next time you go to drink anything outside of water, think for a second. Just what if I had that perfect dish of whatever your green vegetable is, as much of it as you wanted? Think, would that take care of this problem? Now, what will happen is, now if you verbalize it, you may lie to yourself. But what will happen in your brain, and again, it only works 100% of the time. What will happen in your brain is your brain will say one of two things. Man, I'd kill a bowl of that broccoli. Are you kidding? Can we get to that restaurant right now? That would be awesome. Or your brain will say, nah, you know what? I don't really want that. I want whatever this thing is in front of me. And I don't care what it is, because you just identified a craving. That's not a hunger. And that's the addictive properties of your brain talking to you. And when you're stressed out and you're bored, you're looking for stimulus, looking for this great feeling, and you're going to treat it. You're going to respond to it. And this is what we deal with. You hear the commercials about it, I know, but this is what we deal with in our Catalyst program. This entire program is built on the truth. And the truth is, there's absolutely no such thing as bad food. Hating food is not answering our problem. The challenge is in us, and it is 100% solvable. Joining me right now, as a matter of fact, is a participant in the program, and I asked him to be on the show to tell you a little bit about his take on what he's been through. Joining me right now is Matt Richardson. Matt, you there?
I'm here, Garrett.
Great. I appreciate you joining me, pal, man. And Matt just told me before the show that he's out picking blackberries. So I'm jealous of that. That's something I truly love, and this tis the season for it. In fact, we have a lot of them around our facility right now. So, Matt, I don't know how much you want to share, but you've been in our Catalyst program now for quite since January. We finished up the program now. How's it been going for you, pal?
Been going great. It kind of, as you told us it would, it still seems to get easier every day, and now it's not much of a challenge. We're kind of, you know, back into our normal routine, our sort of our new normal, and it's really great.
Good to hear. So in the program, and I talk about this all the time, that there's no such thing as bad food, and you're welcome to tell everybody right now, but now that you've been through the program, whatever, what are you not allowed to eat?
I can eat anything I want.
Bingo. Thank you. Did you read it? Could you read my handwriting on that answer? I appreciate it, man. I hope I wrote it down for you easy enough.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
And I think that's something that people need to understand. It's not what you eat, it's how much of what you eat that you eat that's causing the problem.
Period. So in the beginning of the program, of course, there are things that we do as far as the eating part of the program is concerned, but was there anything surprising you found out about yourself? Or surprising in the program, any realizations, any major ahas that you had as you went through the program?
I think the thing with me that I found out that I was a little surprised about was just how simple it really is. It's not easy. I didn't say easy.
Right.
It's easier than I thought it might be. But just really how simple it is, and if our group would just do what Garrett said, and learn what Garrett was teaching us, it was not undoable. It was very doable.
Right. Do you mind, I hate to get too personal about this, but do you mind sharing everybody your numbers?
No, not at all. I think I am about 35, 36 pounds down as of today. And that, we're talking, I think 11 weeks since we started, maybe 12.
Bam. I know of those because of our check-in or whatever, but I wasn't sure exactly. But by the way, congratulations. I think that's incredible. You shared a picture today with a couple of trainers, which I appreciated. And this is something Matt and I actually talked about. Nobody gets passionate about numbers. You know, we think we do. I have plenty of people that come to my office and sit down and say, well, my goal is I want to lose 20 pounds or 10 pounds or 15 or 40 or whatever it is. And we're not passionate about a number. And I'm sure that, Matt, when you started, you probably had a number in your head.
Oh, yeah, I did. I thought at the time numbers were what was so important.
Right, right, right. Well, today, Matt, and I hope you don't mind me sharing this, but you did something which I thought was awesome. You shot a picture. Tell me about that picture, if you don't mind.
Well, you know, I'm not one to take pictures of myself. I'm not like the 15-year-old girls on Instagram.
Yeah.
But I tried on a suit of mine that I have not been able to even come close to wearing in several years. And wow. I just, for whatever reason, went in the closet today, grabbed it, and just put it on. And my wife was kind of watching me doing it, wondering what in the heck is he doing. And it fit.
Yeah.
It fit like the day I bought it. And that was just a big deal to me.
Awesome.
That far surpassed 35, 36 pounds on a scale to me.
Right, right. That's the stuff we love hearing. We talk about. I mean, that's our mission is we seek to find everybody's level of wellness, and that's what level of wellness is all about. That's what really means something to you, is that kind of change, that kind of transformation. And the reason that we do the program as long as we do is that we're looking. You know, people talk about this word, this phrase, lifestyle change. And you know, I'm gonna do a lifestyle change. I'm going to start this in 6 weeks. Now I'm gonna have a lifestyle change. Well, it takes 21 days to create a habit. It takes 66 days to create a lifestyle change. And I know there are certain things because of the program that you have changed about your life as far as that goes. Speaking to the lifestyle change, like you said, I appreciate you saying that about how simple it is, because it is. It is a challenge to go through the program, but the answer is fairly simple. How do you feel as far as, you know, what you felt about food prior to the program and how you feel about it now, if you don't mind me asking?
Sure. I still like food very much. I still mm-hmm. enjoy every meal that I eat. But I don't feel this, I don't know if addiction is the right word. I don't feel right. like I have to have, you know, 8 slices of pizza. You know, I feel like right. I could very easily now have one and move on.
Right.
I'm not as connected so deeply to food as I used to be.
Sure.
And I
sure.
think a lot of people yeah. have that issue with food, that connection with food. They eat when they're happy. They eat when they're sad. They eat when they're stressed.
Right.
They just eat all the time, just like I did. And
right.
you don't have to do that, and you can still be very, very happy not doing it. You have to change your lifestyle a little bit to get there, and I think we've done that at this point.
Right, right. Well, and absolutely, you've gone through the time to complete the lifestyle change, and as we talk about, and Matt knows that because I've said this and when we're doing the groups, I talk about the fact that, you know, this is the start. It's a giant start, but it's something that you will still have challenges as you go along, and it would just, like you said earlier, get easier and easier. What's neat about it, we talk about support in the group. And we talk about a support system, and you had a unique. We've had some instances of there, but you had a fantastic support system. Tell everybody about that, if you would.
My wife went through the Women's Catalyst class the same time that I went through the guys' class, and
right.
it was wonderful, because not only did I have the guys in my class, you know, who I corresponded with every day, that we could talk about our challenges or whatever the issues were, I had her at home for me, you know, and she knew exactly what I was talking about, because she was going through it at the same time, and it was wonderful. I never felt alone at all through the journey.
That's great.
And I think she would say the same, you know, about me.
And I appreciate you sharing that with anybody. And I've said it before, wanted everybody to hear it from you also, and that's we've had when we have couples do it together, it's much better, because they understand. The one thing, they understand what's going on, and they have that support system, because it's not about the food. It's about us, and it's about us making changes. That has so much to do with it. So, Matt, I appreciate you joining us and telling everybody a little bit about that. And by the way, pal, congratulations. I mean, and just incredible, man. We've been very impressed.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on. Anytime I can help, I'm more than happy and willing.
All right, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Take it easy, okay?
All right, bud.
Great.
Bye-bye.
No. The reason I had that, I want y'all to hear that. Of course, you know, that's our program. We're very proud of it. But the basis of the program is there is no such thing as bad food. And trying to wrap all these things around, all these concerns as far as overeating around the fact that, you know, bad food exists around us is a waste of time. It's all about control. It's all about gaining control and being able to think with a clear mind. Right now, we're having those challenges, feeling bored, feeling stressed. Our mind is running a little bit rampant, and our cravings are kind of controlling us. But taking the opportunity to make those changes, to learn how, most importantly, how to make those changes, how to get those things under control. Well, that's what we're all after. I promise you, it's not we're all after. I want to stop eating this. I want to talk a little more about that and give you some tips that you can do right now to help keep that COVID-19 away.
Welcome back to the Personal Edge Fitness Show, helping you on the road to a healthy lifestyle. Here now, Garrett Williamson.
All right, I appreciate Matt being with us, talking about our Catalyst program. But avoiding those impulses, being stressed, being bored, what have you, trying to. All right, what do we do then? Okay, if it's going to happen, Garrett, you're talking about dopamine being released. You're talking about these things that are automatically going to happen. And you're telling me that you know, I can't just say, well, I'm just not going to eat. I'm just not going to do. That's not going to work. We have to actually deal with it. So what do I do? Well, I've got a few answers for you as far as that's concerned. So first and foremost, and I'm going to start with this, and I'm probably going to end with it too. And I don't know how you can get through any of my shows without me mentioning what I call the magic pill. The be all end all and cure all as far as one half, 50% of the fountain of youth. And one of the things that we do day in and day out to hurt ourselves, and we can correct it easy. It's readily available to all of us. It's there. It's simple. It's no problem whatsoever. It will make a huge difference in your life. And that's water. I bring that up all the time, but you know that. It evidently must be important. Because I'm not being paid by a water company yet. Hey, look, by the way, we got sponsorships open. Love to have you. But I'm not being paid by a water company. I give the stuff away at my facility. I'm not selling it. It must be important. It must really make a difference. Yeah, it does. One of the ways to keep those cravings at bay, one of the things that stokes cravings is lack of water. And I'm sure it's not you, but 70% of adults walk around without drinking enough water worldwide, period, end of story. 50% of children don't drink enough water. Well, what's that got to do with this overeating and these craving things and what have you? Well, it's simple. Your body, as I've said many times on the show, your body's the smartest machine you will ever encounter. It is amazing. We actually cause it to deteriorate. It doesn't automatically deteriorate. In fact, it can repair itself in many aspects. If not all, we don't even know if the answers to all that. So it's very smart. And so it knows how much water you need. You don't. Oh, you might. And we feel like we know. It could change, but the ADA, American Dietary Association, AMA, Harvard Medical, Mayo Clinic, all these fine institutions or organizations of health, fitness, wellness, agree that at minimum we should have over 100 ounces a day, and that's for women, men, what have you. And for men, the recommendations can be even higher. It knows that you need to have that. So if you happen to be one of those 70% of American adults that don't drink enough water, well, it doesn't matter if you know, your body knows. And it knows how to get you to get water. And you may be listening to this saying, I never drink any water. Well, yeah, you do. In fact, sometimes you eat water. Your body's smart and knows how to get water, and it knows how to make you get water. And one of the ways it does that is it looks in your brain and says, you know, we haven't had water in a while. And I don't care that I'm not thirsty, because thirst is the first sign of dehydration. Not that dehydration is coming, it is the first sign of dehydration. So well before that, your body says, you know what, we need some water. And this person's not going to drink me water. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to look in the brain around that VTA area. Hey, y'all got anything up there that makes releases dopamine, you know, that stuff that makes you happy and makes them feel rewarded? Yeah, as a matter of fact, we do. We got several things that do. Really, you got any of them that maybe could make them go drink something? You know, those salty potato chips they like a lot. If we were to conjure up some images of that, I bet we could make them go eat something. How about making them eat broccoli? Yeah, they don't respond to that. But the stuff that has alcohol, salt, sugar, caffeine, they respond well to that. Fantastic. Do a favor for me and fire up one of those. Create a craving. Your body does that. Your brain does that. You can sit there and say, I'm going to make it not do it. It's going to do it. It's going to do it automatically. It's incredibly intelligent. And it's going to fire up your cravings, and therefore it's going to make you want to eat something. And remember that craving test I told you about earlier? Yeah, that's when you should run that one, because you'll find out. You'll find out 100% of the time is it a craving or is it a hunger. And one of the main reasons why we crave is lack of water. Okay, that's the first one. Second thing is, obviously, stimulate. I mean, that's what your body's wanting. It's wanting a stimulus. It's wanting that dopamine release. There's nothing wrong with the dopamine release. Dopamine release is a good thing. I mean, you have a dopamine release when somebody's singing happy birthday to us. That dopamine release when you're getting married. Yes, for those of you that feel challenged, yes, there were drugs involved in your wedding. And it happens to be dopamine. There's a reason why we feel happy. I mean, it's you win a trophy, you win a race, you got a dopamine release. Why you feel good? You make a big sale in your business. Kid comes home and shows you an A on the report card, and you're so excited. You hug him. It's the greatest moment of your life. That's dopamine. There's nothing wrong with dopamine. So we want to find non-addictive behavior ways of actually making that stimulus happen. And we talk about this in our program. This is the active thing that we do. The idea of, I'm just never going to eat potato chips again. Yeah, keep trying that. I mean, you may have experienced it. If not, you know somebody else experienced it. And then on this program where they quit eating all this stuff and they lost all this weight, and then what happened 6 months later? They gained it all back. You're going to go back to that food. So find other ways of making that dopamine release happen. What makes you happy? This is why games are important. Winning something, challenging something, doing a Skype call with a friend you hadn't talked to in a long time. I have a fantastic example of this. As a person that went through our program, we actually identify those challenges. We actually go through and look and find those challenges, because I could, you know, the weight loss that happens during the Catalyst program, I think is tremendous. It's fantastic. Everybody in the program will tell you what I call that. I call it a side effect. Because weight loss is very easy. If you remember at the beginning of the show, I told you how to do it. Simple. Eat less than you exercise. Boom, you're done, finished. So weight loss is simple. Keeping it off, making the lifestyle change is what you really need to do. Finding those things, actively finding those things, and then making them happen. You can teach your body to crave those things. I got a great example. I was starting to talk about that a minute ago. I have a great example of a person in the program. He said, you know, he sits at work, and the guilty pleasure that he would love to be doing just for 30 minutes a day at work would be to watch Netflix. And he won't let himself. He owns his own business. He wouldn't let himself do it. It's taking time off. Well, what he did is, instead of going and driving around and eating or whatever, he started watching Netflix for 30 minutes a day. Started training his body to actually, quote unquote, crave that. Now, that sounds impossible. It sounds, oh, I'll just give up potato chips. I promise you that won't work. This other one, if you work at it, well, 100% of the time it'll work. Guarantee you. These are natural reactions that are occurring in our body, and we need to retrain our body to recognize the other rewards that we can do, the things that we can do to control that. You want to separate these hunger cues, actual hunger cues, from emotional cues. That's how you identify it in the cravings. Go as far as creating a schedule for your eating and don't eat off of it. Take control of it. And most importantly, when you're feeling these impulses, these cravings, these I know I just ate. I did the vegetable test. I'm not hungry. Find some stimulus, a game, a movie, a conversation with a friend, a guilty pleasure. I've got a client that taking time to sit down in a hammock and read a book is something he never allows himself to do. He's picked that up as a guilty pleasure. And most importantly, if you're still battling with this and you're really interested in making a true lifestyle change, give us a call about Catalyst. Check us out at personalizedfitness.com. Call us up and set us up a consultation. Do one on the phone if need be. Be more than glad to help you find your way, help you deal with this, and most importantly, help you reach your level of wellness. You've been listening to the Personalized Fitness Show. I'm Garrett Williamson. Thank you so much for joining us. Everybody stay safe out there.
This has been the Personal Edge Fitness Show, helping you live a successful lifestyle. Continue the journey next Tuesday at 6, when Garrett Williamson brings you another edition of the Personal Edge Fitness Show on FM Talk 106.5.